young couple followed Arctic caribou for 1,000 miles on foot, and they came back convinced that these animals need protection. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Karsten Hoyer and Leanne Allison had been married for just 2 months when they began a difficult and harrowing journey in the spring of 2003. They set out on foot to follow the annual migration of a caribou herd across 1,000 miles of Arctic wilderness. Hoyer admits it was an unusual trip for a newlywed couple.
And it wasn't a honeymoon. It was 5 months skiing and hiking through what is a virtually undisturbed landscape. No pipelines, no roads, no human-made trails. You know, it really is one of the last vast wilderness areas and fully intact ecosystems, certainly left on the North American continent, if not in the whole world.
Hoyer, a Canadian park ranger, has written a book about the adventure called Being Caribou. It describes the difficulties and dangers of keeping pace with the moving herd over mountains, across rivers, and through grizzly bear country. The couple had a number of close encounters with bears during the 5-month journey and were at one point stalked for miles by a male grizzly. The couple's main concern these days is for the caribou and their calving grounds in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, the center of a debate over proposed oil drilling. After witnessing the migration and calving, Hoyer opposes development in the refuge.
And as we found ourselves on the calving grounds, the idea of another layer of stress in the form of oil and gas development in the very heart of the place where they were most sensitive during the whole trip really had us questioning the validity and the sense in doing that, not to mention respect.
Since returning from the trip, Hoyer has been talking to members of Congress about the need to protect caribou habitat in the Arctic Refuge. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.